This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
We talk about safety here on our Healthy Children show all the time. And one thing I find interesting is that in the summer, kids will ride their bikes or skateboards or scooter around and they wear helmets. And now that they're heading back to school, they ride their bikes to school. And for some reason, no, not wearing a helmet. They don't want to have their hair messed up before they go to school all day. They don't want to leave their helmet hanging on their bike all day. So what is that all about? And how do we teach our kids about that safety, scooter and bike safety, when they say, you never wore helmets when you were my age? Welcome to the show, Dr. Catherine Roberts. She is a pediatrician in Orange County, California, and a national media rep for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show. So, Dr. Roberts, safety tips, and you know, you're going to give us some, and that's for sure. But how do we get our kids to follow them is a bigger key.
It's a great question. And yes, helmets are essential. And sometimes kids just don't think they look cool or, you know, again, you know, don't want to mess up their hair. So first and foremost, making it an early habit. So as soon as the child starts riding a bike on that first trike, getting them to wear a helmet, no exceptions, and then they do it every day would probably be the simplest thing. But, you know, much easier said than done sometimes. And sometimes it's not until they're 10 or 12 that they start kicking that idea off. So I think first, explaining the importance to kids is, you know, they should understand why, you know, that it does prevent injury and that they can hit their head and sometimes they could even die from these injuries. And then also highlighting that, you know, the really good bike riders, like those pro athletes or what you see in the Olympics, they all wear helmets because sometimes they need to look towards somebody who looks cool or is fashionable to wear a helmet. Sometimes making the helmet look nice, so having the child pick out their own helmet, having them put stickers on it. They could even have flames going down the side of really cool stickers and just like the cool kid on the block. And then I think it's really important for parents to model it, because I have seen some families where they tell the children to wear the helmets, but then, you know, the mother or the father won't always wear it, or there might be one older child that they kind of give exceptions to. That's going to be sending the wrong message to the younger child or the older child.
You see those sometimes. You do see the families riding bikes, and the mom or the dad isn't wearing a helmet, but the kids are. And yeah, you're right, that sends a bad message. So we have to role model for sure.
And the other thing to keep in mind, too, is, you know, when kids say, well, I'm just going down the street or I'm just going down, you know, the driveway, most accidents happen very close to the home. And that's when the child's usually going to be a little bit less careful because they feel a little bit more comfortable. And boom, there they go. And they fall down. I think for me, the soonest that I saw somebody from home is she was literally just going down her driveway to get the mail, fell on the back of her head, and then within an hour was in my office for stitches. So,
freaks me out.
I use that story to scare some kids, you know, if nothing else seems to work.
Well, I do like your suggestion about the athletes and showing that they are all wearing helmets from, you know, skateboarders and snowboarders and the cyclists that you see even on YouTube, all those guys are all wearing helmets. So a Shaun White wouldn't do it without a helmet. So you see that. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way to show that their role models are wearing helmets. And recently, Dr. Roberts, I came home earlier than expected and my daughter was going to camp and her helmet was hanging on her bike and she's riding out. I'm like, what is the point of that? She said, well, at least I have it. And I said, I don't even understand that. Put it on right now. So I wondered how often she'd been doing that. But I see that a lot more than you might even realize, is that you see them with their helmets and they're hanging on the bike. It's like maybe they told their parents they were wearing it and then took it off. So first of all, let's talk about skateboard parks. Worst thing ever invented. Hideous, horrible. Skateboard safety. Helmet is one thing, but what else do you want them to know about these skateboard parks and ways not to break a wrist and smash a kneecap? And I mean, oh God, I don't even like to think about it.
Well, helmets obviously are protecting your most prized commodity in your body, which is your brain. But there are many, many other injuries that happen while skateboarding, the biggest of which is wrist injuries. You know, I would say probably most wrist injuries that happen, you know, tend not to be the softer tissue bruising. They're going to be the big fractures that are going to need casting and some serious, you know, help afterwards. So just by using a wrist guard can reduce injury by 90%, which is pretty encouraging, I think, just by wearing the wrist guard. Elbow pads by 80% and the knee pads by 30%. So, you know, the kid might feel like they're just weighing 10 times heavier, although they're actually pretty light. They just look bulky. But it's really, really important for kids to be wearing that. And also making sure that they're starting from the basics. So they may see these kids doing all these cool tricks and they want to be doing that. Well, you kind of need to know how to turn, control your speed, stop first. How to fall properly is actually really important because falling's part of it. You know, if you don't fall, then you're, you know, the rule is if you don't fall, you're not trying hard enough is what they often say. Well, if you learn how to fall, you can actually fall appropriately without the outstretched hand by tucking your body in. So these are techniques that getting real lessons can help with. And the parents can also feel a little more comfortable as they see their kids going stepwise and still paying attention to the safety throughout their lessons.
So, so important. Scooters, for some reason, kids feel like that is not the same. Skateboard, you're not holding on to anything. Maybe they'll accept a helmet. Bikes, we all know it now. We see it all over the place. But scooters, for some reason, seem to be the exception. Kids feel like with their scooter, they don't have to worry about that kind of stuff as much. But scooters stop at a rock, and you go flying forward over the thing.
Right, and that's when you get the flying over the handlebars and a lot of mouth injuries, a lot of elbow injuries. So same thing. They should be wearing all the pads and they should be wearing the helmets. And, you know, if you have a kid who just doesn't want to, well, then they can't scooter. I think having some very clear, distinct rules and not just, well, you know, maybe this time we'll let it slide, but really being clear and consistent is going to be the most important message. Same thing with inline skating, you know, also called rollerblading. You're going to want the helmet, the wrist, the knee, and the elbow pads. It's really, really important.
I think so, too, and that's a great point that you bring up. It is not a democracy in the household. It is a dictatorship, and if your kids won't wear the helmet and they won't practice these safety tips, they can't ride the scooter or the skateboard or the bike. They have to follow your safety rules, right? So you want parents, and you're a pediatrician, so you see these things, the stitches, the wrists, all these things, and so you want parents to take a little bit of a more imposing role and really make more demands instead of kind of letting their kids slide around it.
Absolutely, and that it's not supposed to take the fun out of it. In fact, it makes it a lot more fun when obviously you're not getting injured, but when you can feel a little bit safer for both the parent and the child. And the other thing I was going to mention is also just knowing, you know, the rules of the road, right? So, you know, for both skateboarding and inline skating, riding along the road is never recommended, whereas it's going to be a little bit different for bikes. But for children to know all of the rules of the road, such as staying to the right, not going into oncoming traffic, avoiding crowded areas, just going through each of these different things with your child is really key so that they understand, you know, how to stay safe.
Absolutely. And they see, you know, bikers out there, the real cyclists, and that blow through stop signs and just put their hand up to let you know they're about to pass you. And so they think that that's what's allowed to do as a bicycler. And really, those things are illegal. And cyclists have to follow the same rules of the road as a car. It's just absolutely that simple. In the last 30 seconds or so, your best advice on safety for scooters, skateboards, bikes, rollerblades, whatever.
I think that first and foremost is just consistency. So getting your child to wear the appropriate gear and being consistent about it. The second thing to mention is just that there is a correct fit. Going back to bikes, that there's one thought that you get a bike for a child to grow into. It's not a very good idea because if they can't sit on the seat with their hands on the handlebars and the balls of their feet firmly on the ground, that bike is too big for them. So making sure you get the correct fit for both the bike and the helmet. And then lastly, make sure that the gear is appropriate for the sport. So a bicycle helmet should be used for riding a bike and also skateboarding and skating, but not a motorcycle helmet or any other kind of helmet.
Rock on. That's great advice. Safety first, parents. That's what it's about. We have more great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.